Fort Howard was built from logs by American soldiers in 1816 on the west bank of the Fox River near the mouth of Green Bay. It stood on the same site as three previous forts, one British and two French. The oldest French fort, La Baye, constructed in 1684, lay between the St. Lawrence and Mississippi Rivers and was one of several built to help the French control the waterways of the Northwest and the fur trade between Canada and Illinois and Louisiana. Fort Howard was one of a series of United States forts situated in key military positions on Midwestern waterways. They provided a chain of defense for America's western boundaries and the frontier. Other forts were Crawford at Prairie du Chien, Dearborn at Chicago, Edwards at Des Moines, Snelling at Minneapolis, Mackinac at Mackinac Island, and Wilkins at Copper Harbor. Fort Howard, with its powerful military appearance and the American flag flying prominently, gave an air of strength and safety to the settlers who feared Indian attack. The fort also served to halt illegal fur trade between French Canada and the British. Besides protection, the people of Green Bay received much from the fort's personnel in the way of medical care from fort doctors, school teachers for the children, and social benefits. It was said that a ball at Fort Howard was a joy long remembered. The fort's long mess hall, converted into a social hall for special occasions, was hung with wreaths of green pine and glowed with golden light from long spermaceti candles. Holiday dinners serving 100 guests were followed by a grand ball with music provided by the fort band. Dress included high Parisian fashions, buckskins, moccasins, and even bare feet. Creole girls, women of mixed Native and French descent, added beauty, charm, and interest to all those assembled. In 1841, troops from Fort Howard left to participate in the Seminole War, and in 1845 they were called to fight in the war with Mexico. Soldiers from the 5th Infantry stationed at Fort Howard also cleared the military road through the Wisconsin wilderness, connecting Forts Howard, Winnebago, and Crawford, and making travel easier. As the wilderness became more settled, need for Fort Howard decreased, and the fort was abandoned in 1852. Several fort buildings survived, and standing in them today, one can still feel the spirit of the old days lingering in the pale candle glow.
Out of Green Bay. to me sleeping in the stillness of evening. A salute to the dreams burning deep in your heart. So get your gear, Johnny, the garrison is leaving. The president needs you, and it's time to move on.
As silent as the old.